Pope Francis has called for an end to global violence in his first Christmas Day message as pontiff. Tens of thousands of pilgrims packed St. Peter's Square to hear the address. The Pope also urged both sides of the Syrian conflict to allow access for humanitarian aid. Large crowds have turned out for the pre-dawn start to the Boxing Day sales. Hundreds of people lined up waiting for the major department stores to open. Retailers are predicting shoppers will spend more than $15 billion over the next couple of weeks. At least 34 people have died in two bomb attacks targeting Christians in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. A bomb exploded as worshippers were leaving a Christmas service at a church in the south of the city. Earlier, a bomb ripped through a crowded market in a nearby Christian area. Egypt's interim government has declared the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group. The Brotherhood is being blamed for a bomb blast at a police headquarters earlier this week that killed 15 people. The group had already been outlawed in the wake of the protests over the ousting of the former president, Mohamed Morsi. And Australia has withdrawn funding for a $38 million program that supplies medicines to health centres in Papua New Guinea. Authorities are concerned that poor quality drugs are being supplied from China, putting people's lives at risk from TB and malaria.